July and August. It starts actually on Saturday, July the 25th, and will be over on Sunday, August the 23rd. It's made of a series of exhibitions, which are open every day, including Sundays, only in the afternoon from 2:30 p.m. to 6:30. So they take place in 8 different chapels of all small churches, and they are all located in a very small area between Morlaix and Lannion. It means along the sea, and we would say they are located in a circle of 20 kilometers radius, something like that. The principle is one chapel, one artist, one exhibition. And it's contemporary art and creation. They are all very different and all very original. Each artist has his own personality, and every chapel is different. For instance, if we speak about Rosanne Joyeux, she has built an exhibition entirely dedicated to megalith, which is very special. Nobody has done this in our country before. But another artist, Bernard Alain Brux in Plouzélambre, for instance, has created a labyrinth from over 1,000 cutout shapes. So it's also completely new and crazy. And in a third one, in the Saint-Etflamme in Plestin, for instance, Philippe Ben Saïd is a painter, and he has illustrated from large pictures painted in pastel technique, text from our very famous French classical author, La Fontaine, so it shows different fables of La Fontaine in a very modern style. So you see, each one is different. There's nothing to compare, and it is the interest of this circuit. We show different things, very different things, different chapels as well.
And it's not the first time you've organized this series of exhibitions, is it?
No, it's not the first time. It's the 12th season. We've started with a small group of chapels in Plestin. The year after, the city next door said, "Oh, I want to gather with you. Can I come and also play with you?" So we were Plestin plus another city. And then another one. And at the final time, we were 10 cities with 15 chapels. We don't think we are going to spread more because we don't want people to ride too many kilometers, and it has to stay in a small area to be coherent and easy and pleasant, and not to be like a rush on the road and to run and so on.
You must have been very relieved to know that the lockdown, the confinement, has been relaxed.
Up to now, up to 2 weeks ago, let's say, we did not know what we would be entitled to do, what would be possible, what would be allowed, what sort of sanitary barriers we would have to put in place. And to work when you don't know what you have to do is very difficult. But now we know exactly what we will do. We will have 8 exhibitions, 6 rides across the countryside, 3 conferences, and that's it. So it's a small circuit if you compare to the past years where 30 different events were organized, but still it remains very, very interesting.
Why do you think chapels are a good place for exhibitions?
Actually, there are several reasons, and the more we go, the more we find reasons. At the beginning, the real reason was to keep those chapels open. In the small area where we are, we have the chance to have a very high density of beautiful chapels, all dating back to the 15th, 16th century. Most of them are pure jewels, but they were closed for safety reasons first, but also because there are less religious events taking place. So our exhibitions offer an opportunity to keep them open so that the visitor, the tourist, the people who don't know the country, can discover them at the same time as the exhibitions. This is an opportunity of discovering a fabulous heritage.
You're organizing around each chapel a circuit, a walking circuit, a randonnée, which allows people to see the chapel in its surroundings.
Yes, around each chapel nowadays, you can find a 6 to 8 kilometers circle for walking, for making randonnée. But we give the visitor the opportunity of being taken by the hand in a certain way, because we organize the randonnée ourselves. They can also do it free if they want, but it's, I think, more interesting for them to be in a group with somebody taking them the story of the place, showing them interesting highlights, and so on.
So all this information will be available on a blog, I understand.
We have built a blog, and this blog is lecircuitdeschapelles.fr.
I'm sure that people will be really happy to be able to discover the area, and the weather will be wonderful in July and August. Jeanne Elliott, President of the Office Culturel Municipal de Plestin and Coordinator of Le Circuit des Chapelles, thank you very much for talking to us.
Well, thank you very much to you.